A not true plea has been entered by a 14-year-old boy in the shooting death of a 15-year-old girl. The plea, which is the juvenile equivalent of not guilty, was entered in Starr County Family Court Monday on counts including reckless homicide and involuntary manslaughter. The boy was sent back to the custody of the Maldy County Juvenile Attention System. A pretrial conference set for June 30th. The county prosecutor's office seeking to have the teen tried as an adult. Kennedy Wise was killed Thursday afternoon in a home on West Summit Street in Alliance. Investigators say the boy took a 9mm handgun to the house and later confessed to pointing it at the girl and pulling the trigger, believing it was not loaded. Deadly Canton shooting case now has both suspects in custody or moving through court. 45-year-old Larry Grimes, who was recently named the U.S. Marshals Fugitive of the Week, was arrested Sunday in the 1700 block of Clark Avenue Southwest in Canton. He's charged with murder in the May 24th shooting death of 51-year-old Richard Poole. Police say he was found shot inside an Allen Page Drive Southeast apartment and later died at Mercy Hospital. Co-defendant Daquan Rucker of Akron was arrested the day after the shooting and later waived his preliminary hearing. He was bound over to the grand jury and held on a $1 million bond. A Sunday evening accident involving a riding mower killed a Pike Township man. Fire and EMS crews were called to a property on Breeze Hill Road southwest near East Sparta just before 6 o'clock. 55-year-old Rusty Hines was pronounced dead about 10 minutes later. Hines lived on the property. Starr County Sheriff's Office says he was operating the machine when it rolled over, pinning him underneath. The Canton Police Metro Crash Team and County Coroner are investigating. A four-year-old is dead following an accident in Plain Township. Starr County Sheriff's Office says the girl was believed to be inside a home in the 2400 block of Burr Oak Street Northeast Sunday afternoon while the father operated a compact earth-moving machine in the backyard. The child went outside and was found with severe injuries after being backed over by the machine. The girl was pronounced dead at Mercy Hospital. The father suffered injuries jumping from the equipment. The incident is under investigation. Van is in critical condition after police say he was injured during a fight in Canton. 20-year-old Johnny Range now facing attempted murder, felonious assault, and weapons charges. Officials say the incident happened Saturday morning near 9th Street and Walden Avenue Northeast after Range allegedly knocked Brian Brown to the ground. Brown remains hospitalized and unresponsive. Range was arrested Saturday and is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. A Starr County judge has sentenced Canton man to jail. 57-year-old Arthur Foster received a 30-day jail sentence from Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath. Foster pleaded guilty last month to two counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. Prosecutors say he paid a 14-year-old girl for sexually explicit photos between December 2023 and August 2024. Foster must also complete 3 years probation and 100 hours community service. An internal investigation underway after an Alliance police sergeant was arrested earlier this month in Austintown. Law Director Andrew Selwa told City Council Sergeant Ethan Griffith has been placed on paid administrative leave pending the review. Austintown police say Griffith was arrested June 7th after allegedly crashing a pickup truck and leaving the scene. Selwa said Griffith was off duty and on vacation at the time of the incident. He faces multiple charges. Drivers across Starr County will continue to see road work this year as part of a $25 million infrastructure program. County officials say the projects include 65 miles of paving along with bridge and intersection upgrades to improve safety and traffic flow. Among the key projects, final work wrapping up at the Dressler and Everhard Roads intersection in Jackson Township, with completion expected in September. Other work includes left turn lane additions at Whipple Avenue Northwest intersections in Canton and Perry Township, widening along Fulton Drive and sidewalk installation on Route 241 in Jackson. Security will be tight Thursday as the Columbiana County Republican Party hosts its annual Lincoln Day dinner. Organizers say event locations will only be shared with those who reserve seats in advance due to the visit of U.S. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. He will deliver the keynote address. The Louisiana Republican, the second-ranking member of the House GOP, Congressman Michael Rooley will introduce Scalise at the Salem event, which also is expected to draw other members of Congress, Ohio Supreme Court justices, and statewide Republican office holders and candidates. West Branch officials say Knox Elementary is nearly full, prompting the district to invest in major building improvements. Board of Education has approved a contract with Trane for a new roof, boilers, heating and cooling equipment, and an energy management system. Superintendent Matthew Manley says the project will improve efficiency and reduce energy costs. The district expects to finance between $1 and $1.5 million through a lease purchase agreement.